When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to the Man Up Show. Yours truly, Nikita Kolov, your host. Once the Russian Nightmare, now the Devil's Nightmare. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And today is special. Anytime I have a military man on the line, one who has serves his country, and in this particular case, 34 years of military service and counting. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear some of these stories today. David Blagg, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Hey, Nikita. Good to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. And, of course, I do want to jump in and talk about the 34 years of military service. And thank you, by the way, for serving our country. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your time today. But before we get there, let's just for our listeners talk a little bit more about David Blagg. And, of course, you're currently in Virginia. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I live in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I've been out here for about it's a little over 20 years, yeah, about 23 years.
Fredericksburg, Virginia. And, of course, I know you're a family man. You got three kids, and I think you say your youngest is getting ready to graduate high school. But before we get there even, give us some backstory. I don't think you're not from Virginia, correct?
No, I'm from Indiana originally. I grew up born and raised in Indiana. Born in Indianapolis, moved around a little bit. Just because dad, different jobs. My parents divorced when I was about five. So lived with my mom, my brother and I lived with her for a few years in Ohio. And then we moved back to Indiana with our dad. And, I was there till I graduated, high school and into college. So
yeah. What Indiana University, is that right?
Yep. Go Hoosiers.
Yep. go Hoosiers. In fact, I think there's a, just not long ago, a legendary coach from Indiana just had passed away somewhat recently. Is that right?
Yeah, Coach Knight. He passed away about a week ago or a little over a week ago. And really sad time for the Hoosier base, fan base. But he was a really good coach. Definitely going to miss him.
Yeah, I know a dear friend of mine played against one of his teams in the national championship. His name is Al Wood, played for University of North Carolina, defeated by Coach Knight and his team there that particular year. I don't think that left sour grape. Well, I might have left some sour grapes in Al's, you know, the taste in his mouth. But anyway, I know Coach Knight had a legendary career there at Indiana University. And so tell me about your three children.
Yeah. So, I was married for a little over 17 years, currently going through a divorce, unfortunately, but, there's Jora. She's, oldest, she's 26 now. Then there's Dimitri, he's 24. And then there's Aiden, 18. So, and I actually adopted Jora. So But they're all my kids. Raised them. So that's a, when you raise the kids, and I don't even think of them not being biologically mine, right? They're my kids. I love them just like they, you know, all of them, just the same.
So. Now what prompted, so let me ask you on that note. So what prompted you to adopt? Because, you know, there's actually my youngest daughter, Colby, and her husband, Andrew, are going through currently an adoption. They've just began an adoption process. And what prompted you, or what put that desire in your heart to want to adopt?
I think I've always wanted to have kids. When I was younger, I mean, I didn't obviously have started, you know, didn't have kids till later on. I was in my 30s. So, and I'd always loved kids. I think that, you know, when Jen and I, my soon to be ex, Jen, when we got together, just became really close with Jorah. Loved her immensely. And, I'd asked, you know, if she'd be up for, well, I asked Jen if it'd be okay to adopt her. And then, you know, we had a few discussions about it, probably more than a few. And then we talked to Jorah about it. So, and Jorah was definitely on board, because her biological father was not involved in her life. So,
And how old was Jorah, like when you first met her and or through that process of adoption, she was how old?
So when I met her, she was about five. She was 5 years old. And I'd say probably about, 3 years later is when I adopted her.
Okay.
3 years later. Yep.
And I know there's a lot of, you know, again, when I think about even my own daughter and walking through that process, I mean, there's a lot of kids out there, right, that would love, you know, to have a mom and a dad, love to have a family. And so, you know, you embrace her as your own, like you said, which is important, right? It's important for them to feel like to have not only experience that love, but to feel like they're wanted and you know, to be a part of the family, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's what she wanted. I mean, the kids crave that. You see it. When they're that young, that they need that love. They need that, you know, the attention, too, right, from both parents. So when you see today what's happening in our society, and I don't mean this in a negative way to anybody by any means, but kids need more of that. And things that I see, I mean, I guess we all see in today's society, but, you know, you have single parent households and one parent's trying to do all they can to, you know, put food on the table, clothes on kids' backs. And, you know, they don't have the time necessarily like that the kids need, that time you spend with the kids every day, you know, help them grow up to be, you know, good productive citizens every day. Now, is that a case for everybody? No, but, I think we need more of it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the ultimate goal is to, you know, raise children to be, you know, in my view, responsible adults, right? And, you know, functional in society. And you know, I have in my travels and all of my experiences, you know, whether it's, you know, doing speaking in churches or I've done a lot of youth type events. There was a season where I was doing a lot of school assemblies and, you know, hearing a lot of stories. Of course, similar to you, you know, I grew up raised by a single mom. It wasn't until much, much later in my life that my dad came back into my life. And that's a whole story of restoration where God brought a genuine restoration between my dad and I, you know, in his latter years and in my mid-40s. And at that point I had that father son relationship, but certainly that is one of the things I, in my view too, lacking, especially in America, maybe worldwide, but especially in America is that encounter, that love and embrace and encounter and, from parents and just wanting to sow into and pour into and invest, in their children.
No, I agree. That's, you know, And I think it's, you know, me being involved in the kids' life in such an early age, it made a difference. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. It's just that's that father figure that you're there, you know, that like you talked about, that helps them develop responsibility, you know, self-discipline. And it gives, it kind of gives them a help, helps give them a track in life. If you want to, I guess you could put it that way, but,
yeah, some purpose and intent, right? I mean, some purpose to their life, right? And help to steer them in the right direction. Now, Jora, right? Is now, so you have three? Did you adopt all three, or just adopt her, or?
I just adopted her.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Was wanting to adopt Dimitri, but that didn't work out because other reasons. But like I said, and it's. What's rewarding about that is, you know, even though we're going through this divorce, Dimitri had texted me and said that, you know, you're always the dad that was there for me.
Mm.
So and that meant a lot to me. And to
sure.
see where he's at today, it's a reward right there. He's doing okay. He's on track with, he's developing his career. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Hey.
And Dimitri sounds like a good Russian name there, David, just so you know. I'm not saying he's – what's the backstory on Dimitri? Give me some backstory on Dimitri.
So I'm not sure where Jen got where she decided on his name.
Okay.
I don't know that she ever told me that other than she just liked the name, I think.
Okay. And, it is a cool name, just for the record.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. Yeah, I like it too.
So, all right. So,
and Dimitri's very musically talented. So he actually went to Indiana as well, and got his music degree. And his main instrument's clarinet, but he can play the piano, sax. There's another one or two instruments that I know he can play, and the piano he's self-taught for the most part.
Wow. So, That's a gift right there. That is a gift. And so let me ask you, kind of shift gears a little bit on the military career. I mean, what prompted you to, I mean, you've spent 34 years in military service. What prompted that? Was there always that desire there from a young boy growing up, or what led to that?
I think, so in high school, I was actually wanting to play football in college. So, that's where I actually went to IU and, tried out and, walked on for a little bit. But I think probably what prompted was, I needed direction, kind of just floating by and not really, focused on maybe a possible career down the road. And I think that's what, prompted me initially to do it. Plus my grandfather was a World War II veteran. My brother's Army as well. I had a great uncle way back World War One time frame. So there's some family history there as far as military service. I think that's probably what really pushed me more towards joining and then helping with school too from a financial standpoint.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today. Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, the Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, and I know a lot of young men do go into the military because they are kind of, you might say, directional. What am I trying to say? Lack of direction. Let me say it that way: a lack of direction. maybe needing like, what's my purpose in life, or no real stability, right? And the military will definitely do that. Now, I'm not a military guy, but I know lots of people who are. It'll definitely do that, right? Set a foundation of stability in your life, right?
Oh, it does, for sure.
Discipline, right?
Yeah, definitely self-discipline, motivation. It gives you some direction. Or it helps you to develop some sort of compass in the direction you want to go. And that's what it did for me. I obviously see today, I'm Dimitri. He's actually serving in the Illinois National Guard now. And my youngest, Aiden, he actually joined the Virginia Guard as well this past summer. He was 17, but he wanted to join. So his mom and I signed a piece of paper that allowed him to go to basic training. So he went to basic training this past summer, finished, and then he's finishing up his senior year of high school. And then he'll go to college in next fall.
That's so amazing. So multi-generational military service there for your family. So
yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool to hear that. And so, and you're currently in the Virginia National Guard as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been in since 2004. Once I got off active duty, I went to the Virginia Guard. And it was called at the time the Data Processing Unit. So it was basically information technology, signal corps. It's what we call the signal corps. It's part of the signal corps in the Army, dealing with a lot of different types of communication.
Because you also work in like cybersecurity field, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So on the guard side, I'm what they call a cyber warfare technician. And then civilian side, I work as a cybersecurity risk analyst/engineer. So I do a lot of site assessments. See how well people are maintaining their systems from a security standpoint or posture.
And is that related to, I guess what I would call more of a, like a secular job type thing, like for a company, or is that also for the military?
Yeah, I work for a company. We support a military agency, but yeah, the civilian side, it's a purely civilian company, privately owned.
Gotcha. Okay. And how long have you been in that field then? Long time.
I'm trying to think here. It's at least 2006.
Okay. Yeah. So for quite some time. Now we met recently. I know, you know, you talked about, you know, certainly, you know, we talked about your family, talked about, you know, the marriage struggles. And of course, you know, your story is not unlike, you know, many others, you know, to honestly, right. And we talked, you know, whether it be in single family homes or, you know, just the struggles of marriage and what it entails. And, you know, a while ago, you know, you came down to Georgia, you attended man camp. I know it was recommended. We had met, I've been up to your church there, Montclair Tabernacle, right? Pastor Brad Lewis, Gary Carruthers, Tom Stewart, and others that really kind of connected us together and encouraged you, right, to come down to man camp, right?
Oh, yeah. Tom Stewart was a big player in that. So he he had talked to me. It's been a couple years that he'd been trying, I think at least 2 years, trying to get me to come down. But because of scheduling, I couldn't make it. I tried to do it last April, but because of my guard commitment, I couldn't do it. And then this last October, was able to make it. Wasn't able to stay the whole time just because of the guard. I thoroughly loved every minute of it. The experience itself was a good watershed for me in my life. I know when I left, I was more at peace. I'll just put it that way. And it gave me a different perspective in looking at life and looking at the Bible and reading it and applying it to my life each day.
So. And that's the hope, you know, when we do these camps. And of course, you know, I've done it several times up there at Montclair, the Man Up conference. So we're going to shift gears slightly and do a little bit different. The next one we do, where we're going to do more of an evening, kind of a dinner type function, as opposed to an all-day conference. But you know, part of the goal, part of the vision, when the Lord gave Lex Luger and I the idea of these conferences and these manned camps, was to provide, you know, an opportunity for guys to, you know, get away from the routine of life and get away from, you know, what they, you know, might normally be used to. You might say get outside their own village, or get outside even their comfort zone, and just unplug in a sense, or just disconnect from all the outside influences, to be able to center their focus, you know, on their relationship with the Lord, and then while they're at camp, you know, empower them. You might say equip them to go back home with the tools necessary, you know, to be that godly man, a godly husband, a godly father, and in some cases a godly grandfather. Now, on your particular camp, we had a guy that you connected with from Ohio, who had also been a military guy, right? Green Beret, Special Forces, Silver Star recipient. Were you guys able to connect at camp?
Oh yeah, Chad. Chad was a great guy. I just loved listening to him, his story, learning about his family, the struggles in his life, and how he's turned more to God and his everyday life and how he applies it. I had a text message from him recently where he was talking about he was spending Veterans Day with his daughter, who was also a veteran, and he did a, I think it was for his grandson. They did a school Veterans Day type event, and he was able to go in and, I guess, share basically his story with the kids. And I thought that was tremendous, and I loved hearing it. So,
well, and I think what's significant, you know, in his story, and I always find it fascinating how the Lord brings to man camp, right? And you know, you with your military background, Chad with his military background, you know, and I remember the opening day you talking about his story, you know, him saying, you know, 71 years old, you know, my desire and why I'm here is I want to be equipped to go back home and be that patriarch of my family, you know, to be that godly man and model that for my children. And of course, you know, for his grandchildren as well. And so regardless, you know, you're listening out there and to David's story today, and I hope, you know, one of the things you're taking away is, you know, no matter what the struggles are in life, because we're going to struggle in life. We're going to, you know, Jesus himself said in this life, you're going to have trouble, right? And so whether it's, you know, struggling in marriage or the raising of kids or just in life in general, one of the things, perhaps, especially, you know, if you're a guy out there listening, or maybe you're a wife, we get a lot of women, you know, that listen to the show. We had a mother who encouraged her son, David, to come to man camp and just wanted him to be equipped and empowered, you know, to be a godly man. So you're listening out there. I want to encourage you to consider. Lex and I do these camps every spring and every fall, typically in April and October. And maybe it's something that the Lord might direct you to, lead you to. Go to mancamp.info, mancamp.info, and be sure to check that out. You can message me right through the website, you know, if you have any questions. We have scholarships available, especially if you're in the military, like David or yeah. Chad. We have special... Or you just wear the uniform. You're an EMS. You're a police officer. You're in the sheriff's department. We want to honor all of you that put the uniform on, and so we have special scholarships just for you to be able to come and attend camp and schedule that time away so that we can just minister to you and bless you. What would you say, David? Perhaps one of the, if you can think for a moment, one of the biggest, maybe the biggest takeaways, you know, that you experienced at camp.
I think the biggest, like our devotional times that we would have in the mornings, I always look forward to those and just going out and sitting in the woods and just taking it in and what, you know, the message God was trying to send that day.
That's good.
And you're such at peace, right? That just the sounds of the woods, you know, birds, whatever it might have been, breeze going through the trees, just so relaxing, and it really allowed you to focus more on you and your relationship with God as we're reading or doing our daily diary type thing. So, and those are the things that I probably take away the most that I try to apply back here where I'm, you know, back in the thick of things. I'm gonna get it wrong. It's hard, but it goes back to that self-discipline of really making that more of a priority in your life. And that's what I'm trying to do. Because it allows me to focus more.
Yep.
To maybe understand what the Bible is saying to me, you know, to read it and really understand it. You know, I might have to go back three or four times, but I'm trying to get it and understand it and what God is trying to tell us.
Well, and you bring up a very valid point, and that is one of the things, one of our goals, and you know the way we set camp up is to be able to organize it or you know to where again like that a guy can go, okay, I haven't really had this set structured time back home prior to coming to camp, and when I go back home, that's something I definitely want to implement into my life is make sure and you know. Doesn't have to be an entire morning. I mean, it can be, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it can be 5 minutes, you know, just, but I want to encourage you out there listening, you know, that if you don't have that quiet, I'll just call it quiet time, you know, maybe starting your day, you know, with some time alone with the Lord, whether it's 5, 10, 15 minutes, whether maybe it's an hour, but you know, however much time you can prioritize, set that aside, you know, take let that be your takeaway, one of your takeaways today from David's story. And well, David, I certainly, one, appreciate you being on the show today and sharing some of your story and appreciate, again, your service to, you know, 34 years to the military. You have an exit strategy, I think, two, three more years and then retiring from the military?
Yeah, I have about 3 years left and then I'll hang it up. You know, service to the country. So, I had a goal that I wanted to achieve and I reached it as far as my last rank and I was able to get that this year. So I'll serve about another 3 years and then, call it a day.
That's awesome. You reached a milestone, reached a goal. And, that can be a whole show in and of itself. And are you a goal setter out there? If you're not a goal setter, can I just encourage you to consider setting goals and then working towards those goals until you achieve them? And so, David Blagg, we're gonna hold you up, keep you in prayer, you and your family, and the God's protection and covering over you, and all that you're doing for the kingdom, even out there in the marketplace. And as you model the Lord for your children. And so thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thanks, Nikita. It was great being here. Really enjoyed it.
Well, and I appreciate you making that commitment and coming down to camp, and I look forward to hearing more stories in the future of how things you learned at camp beyond morning devotionals, how it's impacting your life and the life of those around you. So, and I want to thank all of you each and every week. You're so faithful to tune in and dial in to the Man Up Show and help spread the word, get the word out there that the Man Up Show is making a difference through all these stories that you hear week in and week out. And go out today and just live a God-filled, God-blessed life. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.